You've been walking for a long, long time now. You're tired. You feel dusty. You feel as if you can't go much further. But you know you have to go a bit further still. And as the dusty track goes around a corner, you realize that you're nearly there, because up ahead is the large house that you've been seeing in your dreams, the beautiful house, and you slowly, hesitantly walk towards the front door. And you ring on the bell, and you can hear it from deep within the house. You're so tired, but you know you're at the right place. And the door opens, and you look up and see that it's me. And your heart misses a beat. You look into my eyes and you shiver. It's too much for you to bear. You look down. I open the door wide and you walk in to a large square hall. It's cool. I close the door behind you and gesture to you to follow me. You do. I walk up a large curved flight of stairs with intricate wooden banisters on either side. You follow me, like a girl following an adult. We get to the top, and I walk along the corridor, and stop at the last door, and open it, and indicate to you to go in. And I shut the door, leaving you in private. And you look around, and you can see there are large windows from which you can see a beautiful garden, green trees, colourful flowers, and a still lake. It's beautiful, and there are long silk curtains from floor to ceiling, either side of the window frames, and the carpet is deep and textured, and there is something very peaceful about this room. You go over to the bathroom and take off your clothes. The bathroom has everything that you could want. Soft fluffy towels, a bathrobe, soaps and shampoos and brushes and combs, perfumes. It's exquisitely luxurious. You step into the large shower and turn the water on. And in an instant, the warm, steady flow washes your dusty tiredness away. You stand under the water as it torrents down on you, filling you with life and refreshment and energy. You wash your hair. You let the water tumble down around you. It's delicious. And you turn your back to it and let the power of the water massage your neck and your aching shoulders and your back. And you move slightly to let the jet of water play on particular parts of your back, feeling it move up and down your spine. And as it works its way down your tired muscles, you feel it getting down to the swell of your buttocks, and you like the feel of it. You like the way it plays on your round buttocks. It arouses you, and you put your hands behind you and you knead and squeeze your buttocks, and then you grip them and pull them apart so that the steady pressure of water can play on your asshole, and you bend forward so it can get right inside. It feels very arousing as the solid jets, fingers of water probe you, and you move around and let the water insert its way into your ass. Your feet feel a bit unsteady suddenly, and you straighten up and let the water go back to your head and neck and shoulders. You soap your breasts so they're silky smooth of lather. You enjoy the feel, the weight and roundness of your breasts. You feel how hard your nipples are. You arch your back and press your nipples into the palms of your hands. And as soon as you do, you squeeze your nipples slightly through the slippery soap suds, and it sends an electric current to your crotch. And you are about to put your fingers to your pussy when the bathroom door opens, and you look around and see me standing. Our eyes meet, and again you have to avert your gaze. I'm just too powerful for you, and you're suddenly shy, and you cover your nudity the best you can. But I just hold the bath towel, the bathrobe out for you. You take it, and then I leave the bathroom, and you're on your own again. You dry yourself carefully, slightly shakily. You are so aroused then, you thought I was going to take you, and then I didn't, and you're worried. Have you done something to offend me? You look in the mirror. You look gorgeous. You're absolutely beautiful. You comb your hair. You look wonderful. You go back into your bedroom. And on the bed is a beautiful black dress, silk. And you put it on, and it fits you perfectly. And you put on the black heeled elegant shoes that I've put there for you. And again you look in the mirror, the full length mirror this time, and you think you look very sexy. And you do. The dress makes you look very elegant, very sophisticated. And you are. You look stunning. You go to the door of the bedroom, out onto the landing, and at the top of the stairs, you can hear a piano being played. And as you walk down the stairs, you follow the sound. And look into the open doorway where I'm playing the piano. I look up as you come in. Again, my eyes burn into you. You cannot bear that gaze. It's too much for you. And you look down, feeling like a little girl, but you look like a very sexy woman. I stop playing and beckon you over to a sofa where you sit down, and I hand you a cool fluted glass of champagne. And we clink glasses and drink. It's delicious, refreshing, and even after a couple of sips, you feel slightly giddy. It's as if the bubbles of the champagne are shooting currents through you. Currents of excitement, of a charge, an electrical charge. Out of the corner of your eye, you look at me. You're excited to be with me, and I'm looking at you. And you can see there's real arousal in my eyes. Your heart is thumping. You're feeling incredibly alive. You take my hand and you feel a jolt. As I touch your fingers, your palm, with my strong index finger, I circle your palm, first one way and then the other. It's almost too much for you to bear. I put my fingers around your slim wrist and feel the pulse in your wrist. I look into your eyes. You have a flush in your cheeks. You're very excited. I put your fingers to my mouth and lightly kiss each finger. And as you feel my mouth on your fingers, you almost want to gasp. Feels very intimate. And I take your finger, your index finger, and I suck on it. It's as if I am licking your very inner self just by sucking on your finger. Your breathing is shallow and short. I take your glass and lift you to your feet and guide you towards another door, and we go through. It's my study. There are books everywhere. There's an old desk and a big leather armchair. And I guide you to the chair, and you sit down. It's very quiet in the room, incredibly quiet. All you can hear is your heart beating, pounding. I walk behind you and put my hands on your head and stroke your hair, and it feels very close, very intimate, and I rest my hands on your head as if I'm feeling the thoughts and ideas and emotions that you are. And I bend down to your left ear and tell you that you're beautiful. You're a beautiful baby. And I love to be with you. And I kiss your ear, and I kiss your other ear, and as I stroke your neck and shoulders, your heart continues to pound, and I walk round in front of you and kiss you on the lips. And my tongue probes your mouth, and our tongues touch, and it's like we've forged an incredibly strong, powerful current between us. and it's exquisite. I kiss your throat, and you feel my tongue on your throat. I can feel the pulse in your throat, on my tongue. And I kiss your collarbones. I kiss down to where I can see the start of the swell of your breasts. And I kiss down your arms, your inner arms, to your hands and your fingers. And I suck on your fingers. And then I bend down onto my hands and knees and take your shoes off. And I start to massage your feet. And with your foot, right foot in my lap, I know you want to rest your foot against my cock. And I say so. You want to feel my cock, baby, with your feet, I say. And your eyes open because you know I can read your mind. And I rest your foot against my swelling cock. And I let out a small groan of pleasure. And I take your other foot and massage that. And I rest it on my cock, which you can feel is very hard and swollen. And as I run my hands along your heels and ankles and calves, stroking and fondling your skin, I look into your eyes and you know that I'm enjoying this. And you can dare to look in my eyes now. You suddenly feel very aroused, incredibly daring, looking straight at me. And I work my hands up your legs, past your knees, up your thighs, over the material of your silky dress, and then kneeling up in front of you, I take the top of your dress in my hands and with one quick tear I rip it all the way down so it's left there revealing your breasts, your belly and your crotch are all suddenly exposed. And for a moment you look frightened by my violence, but I look straight in your eyes and say, you can relax, baby. This is me. You're safe with me. And you relax. And you let me look at your wonderful body. And as I kneel there, taking in how sexy you are, I start stroking my cock through my trousers. And you can see that it's very hard standing out against my trousers, and you want to reach forward and touch it, but before you can, I say, no, you must leave your hands on the arms of your chair. You must not move your hands until I say. And I carry on stroking myself. So I look at your breasts and I see how hard their nipples are. And I run my gaze up and down your body, looking at your slightly parted thighs. And I get up and walk behind you and pick up something from the desk. And standing behind you, I start to stroke your eyelids with a feather. And your cheeks and your nose, and I run it along your lips and down your chin to your throat and neck, down between your breasts. And very gently I flick and fondle your nipples with my feather, and it's such a light touch. It sends you a bit mad with desire. It's so subtle and fine. You want a harder, stronger touch, but I carry on playing with my feather on your nipples, circling them, brushing them gently. And I reach down, and as I kiss you from behind, I run the tip of my feather down your belly, past your navel, down to your crotch. And I can hear you moaning slightly. And I walk round behind the chair and stand in front of you and lean forward and down and kiss you deeply. And you can see the swell of my cock still. And I bend down and kneel in front of you. But this time I reverse the feather, and with the sharp quill tip I circle your nipples, and you cry out slightly. The sharpness, it feels amazing. And I touch your nipples with the pointed tip of my quill, and you cry. Your cry makes my cock throb, and I scratch gently your nipples with my tip, my feather quill tip, harder and harder, and I draw it around and around them. You want me to suck them, baby, don't you? I say. And I bend down and take your nipple in my mouth. And I love the taste of it and its hardness. And I gently nibble on it, and then harder, until I'm biting. And you arch your back, and I take it between my teeth and bite harder still. And I lick down your stomach, but stop just above your crotch. And I lean back and I take my feather and start running the feathery tip up and down your thighs, up and down, and up and down, very slowly and gradually. I part your thighs with just my feather tip, and your legs become more and more parted, so I can see your pussy lips glistening. They're wet, so wet. And I look down, and I see what I want to stroke, what I want to suck and lick, what I want to touch with my thumb and fingers. And I put my feather down and put my hands on your thighs and let my thumbs move up and down inside them, between them, touching the wetness that's seeping from your pussy. Oh God, and I'm so hard now. And I'm undoing my belt. And I undo my trousers, and as you watch, I undo my zip. And I let my trousers fall down, and you're watching, your eyes half closed, your mouth half closed. You're breathing quickly, so you can see my massive hard cock straining against my boxers, all the while I'm running my hands up and down between your thighs, my thumbs getting closer and closer to your crotch, and you're desperate to touch yourself, and I know you are, and I say your hands must stay still. And I let my thumb touch your clitoris, and you let out a gasp, because it feels so wonderful. And I let my thumb slip against your pussy lips, as my fingers circle your clit. With my other hand, I run it up and down my hard cock. And then I slightly adjust my position, and my cock is out. And you let out a low moan as you see it, straining, so engorged and swollen. And I start to wank it as I let my thumb move up and down your pussy lips. And I circle your clit with my fingers, and then put your juices, that I can feel, onto my cock. And I start to run my hand up and down it. You can see your juices glistening on my shaft, on my swollen head, and I tickle my balls whilst you watch me, whilst I rub your clit. Oh God. And I reach to one side, and I lift out a small vibrator, and I turn it on, and I put it between your legs, and touch it against your clitoris. and then I put it against the head of my cock. And against your clitoris again. And my cock. And against my balls. And against your pussy lips. Oh, God. And I turn it off. I bend down. And I lick your clitoris. Oh, it tastes divine. And I'm licking it. And sucking on it. My head's buried between your legs. And I'm sucking on your lips of your pussy. All the while, masturbating my swollen, erect shaft. And you can hear the sound my hand makes as it goes up and down on my cock. Oh. Oh. Oh my God. And it's getting bigger and bigger. Swollen. The head of it is so swollen. You want me in you suddenly. And I push my finger inside your pussy. Oh, and it feels so smooth and slippery and velvety. Oh. Oh. And I put my hand on my cock and I play with my balls with my other hand and I instruct you to masturbate. You must masturbate now. Touch your clit. Put your finger inside your pussy now, I say. Do what I tell you, baby. Oh. And as I kneel between your legs, my big cock in my hand, masturbating. And you are too. And I watch your breasts move. And I watch your fingers urgently pleasuring yourself. And then I say to you, baby, slide off a chair onto my cock now. And you do, in one quick movement, you slide off a chair, and for a second, my swollen cock is too big for you. And then you're in. I'm inside you. You're totally impaled on my shaft. Totally. Oh, and you cry out as I sink deeply into you. And for a second we're still. And then I grab your buttocks. Grab them hard. And knead them and squeeze them. And I start to lift you up and down on my cock. So you're sliding up and down. Your head thrown back. Your arms out wide. Keeping your balance on me. And as you move up and down on my cock, your tits start to bounce and slap. Against each other and against your body. And I take them in my mouth. And suck on them, your nipples. And I'm gripping your ass, squeezing your buttocks, putting my fingers in your asshole, And you're groaning and crying as you feel my cock harder and harder inside you. Oh, Jesus. This is so big. Oh, Jesus. I'm sucking on your nipples. I'm kissing you deeply. And in a minute, you know I'm going to come inside you. There can be jets of hot scalding come inside you. You're going faster and faster on my cock. You're not going to come in a minute as my fingers slip in and out of your ass. Oh my God, I'm coming now. Pretty sexy baby. Oh, that was so nice. Oh God, that was so good. Oh, my lovely baby. And as you rest your head on my shoulder, I take your head in my hands and I say, you lovely, wonderful, sexy cow. Thank you.